Sharing the secrets of anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being, this is Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Indeed, this is Jonathan Wright, according to my parents anyway. Gotta believe them, don't I? Yep, we all believe our parents when it's our names they're talking about. Okay, and by the way, this program doesn't share secrets. Nearly everything I talk to you about is right there in the medical journals. Oh, yeah, but they're not taught in medical school. I'm sorry, but they're still not secrets. They are taught in naturopathic schools, no question, which is why somebody said they're MD and ND. That ND actually was an honorary degree. No, I didn't have to go through 4 years of medical school and then 4 years of naturopathic school. I guess they figured I knew enough that they gave me an honorary degree. So anyway, it's not secrets, folks. This can be found in medical journals. It's just not implemented mostly, that is, by mainstream medicine. Well, anyway, welcome back to AM 770 KTTH. Our phone number's here. As you know, this is a call-in program. If you've got questions about health, some of the time I can answer them, and sometimes not. Sorry about that. But the phone numbers are 206-421-0770 and 206-421-5757. This is Indeed Green Medicine, and this is from the Tahoma Clinic in Tukwila. For most of the next 2 hours, we'll discuss with you how, if needed, health can be improved and maintained and healthy longevity further extended with the use of natural substances and energies. All this is based very firmly on published science and the combined experience of Tahoma Clinic physicians since 1973, and most importantly, the who knows how long history of nature creation in humans. Thank you to Key Pharmacy, Meridian Valley Laboratory, Tahoma Clinic Foundation, and the Tahoma Clinic Foundation. Oh, I said that already. Tahoma Clinic Dispensary for continuing to make it possible to talk about achieving and maintaining good health with nature's tools every Saturn's Day. Yeah, I guess they did name it after Saturn, didn't they? At Tahoma Clinic, we believe that copying the original plan of nature and creation for human bodies is always best for human body's health. Just makes sense. And we know that nature and creation have never used any patent medicines, also called drugs or pharmaceuticals, to originally build or maintain human bodies. Now, according to a website of the American Society of Consulting Pharmacists, older Americans take 13 to 14 patent medicine prescriptions every year, and individuals age 80 to 84 are said to be taking an average 18 patent medicine per year. Apparently, drugging ourselves, or patent medicine ourselves, whichever you'd like, into health isn't all that effective, is it? Patent medicines for optimal long-term health are the greatest ham-to-health scam of the 20th and 21st centuries. Patent medicines can occasionally be very important or even life-saving in a few emergencies, but when these emergencies are over, a healthy life requires restoring as much as possible the original functions of our bodies, and to do that, we must have the original substances and energies given to us by nature and creation. Just makes sense. Nothing else works as well. Now, nearly every week, at least one person who's taking a so-called statin patent medication to, quote, lower cholesterol, unquote, and another patent medicine to, quote, control blood pressure, unquote, will check in to consult a Tahoma Clinic physician. More often than not, that man, or that person, excuse me, I have to say person first, don't I, whether a man or a woman is burdened with more fat than he or she would like. Much of the time, that individual has not been told that he has metabolic syndrome and almost certainly will have type 2 diabetes within a very few years. You've also not been told that the patented statin and antihypertensive drugs absolutely do not prevent type 2 diabetes, and that in fact, according to WebMD no less, statins can lead to weight gain, raise blood sugar levels, and can increase the chances of type 2 diabetes. Right there on good old WebMD. Gee, I wonder how come non-WebMDs don't pay attention to that. Oh, okay. But even worse, it's never been explained to any of these statin and antihypertensive pillow-swallowing individuals that one very real cause. Remember to look for the cause. Don't just manage the symptoms. Anyway, one very real cause of their high cholesterol and high blood pressure is an overly active insulin signal. Yes, overly active insulin signal. And there's not much we can do about it, because that actually happens to be a genetic predisposition to have overactive insulin signal in response to the same amount of carb. And that will cause type 2 diabetes in the very few years. Yes, the entire picture, the high cholesterol, the high blood pressure, the weight gain around the middle, is caused by that overly active insulin signal and can all be reversed. Yep, I did say all, the high cholesterol, the high blood pressure, the weight gain, by the same natural program. A specific diet plan, a very particular form of exercise. Yep, this is even reported in medical journals, this exercise versus that exercise, which one works best. And individualized supplementation, which gradually controls that overly active insulin signal. Type 2 diabetes need never happen. At the same time, the high blood pressure and the high cholesterol come down too. That's because the natural program eliminates the cause. That's what TomoClinic physicians do. We work to find the cause of whatever the health problem may be and correct it using nature's substances and energies. The cause of health problems is never, ever, ever a lack of patent medicines. No way. Since 1975, TomoClinic physicians have been using a test that can very accurately predict that an individual will have type 2 diabetes as much as 20 to 40 years in advance. And no, I am not kidding. We've actually tested a few teenagers whose families had type 2 diabetes therein, usually an uncle and aunt, something like that. And yes, we can tell which one of those teenagers might get type 2 diabetes if they're not careful. You could read many more details about this test in the book called, and here's the title, The Diabetes Epidemic and You. The Diabetes Epidemic and You by Dr. Joseph Kraft. That's K-R-A-F-T, K-R-A-F-T. Available from Toba Dispensary and many, many online sources. No matter what your age, if you want to know for sure if you are or are not on the road to type 2 diabetes, I did say no matter what your age, we can find it in teenagers. And if their parents would put up with it, we could do the test for, or I guess it'd be the four-year-old who'd be screaming, not the parent. We could do that test for a four-year-old, too, and predict whether they're going to be headed for type 2 diabetes. I am not kidding, folks. The test goes a certain way. Overly high insulin signal in response to carbohydrate. That person is headed for type 2 diabetes, ultimately, if nothing's done. Having a relative diagnosed with type 2 diabetes is a very important reason to have yourself tested. Having osteoarthritis, also called degenerative arthritis, or having those pesky skin tags, unfortunately, are each accompanied by an 80% risk of ultimately developing type 2 diabetes. One other thing that a high insulin signal does to men, that high signal drains away his testosterone by helping to turn it into too much estrogen. Yes, that's correct. In approximately 1 in 3 men with low and low normal levels of testosterone for their age, the cause, and remember, correcting the cause is always best, is at least partially and often mostly due to that pesky but reversible high insulin signal. This too much testosterone turning to estrogen problem often starts in a man's late 30s, 1 to 3 decades before his blood sugar itself finally rises and identifies him as now type 2 diabetic. Type 2 diabetes is indeed reversible, but why not don't get it in the first place? Much less wear and tear on your body that way, and you'll significantly reduce your risk of cognitive decline. Yes, it is published in medical journals that a high insulin signal damages the brain slowly, slowly, but it is damage. Check with a TomoClinic physician and have the Dr. Joseph Kraft test done. If it's positive, you can take a big step towards much healthier and longer life. There are also many articles posted online at all those W's and TomoClinic.com. Some of the most popular articles include those about low-dose lithium, helping our brains make more new brain cells at any age, also protecting brain cells against nearly any toxin, promoting longevity, and many more health benefits. All the do-it-yourself uses for potassium iodide has been very popular. Yeah, there's article after article on the TomoClinic website to read all kinds of things about what you can do for your health. You can read about details about safe, effective, reversible type 2 diabetes, the real causes of heartburn, which hardly ever include too much stomach acid, but then if you listen to Green Medicine for a while, you know that. Complete control of osteoarthritis. Did he say complete control? Yes, I did. Without stem cells. I like stem cells for a whole lot of applications, but we don't really need them for osteoarthritis. Successful, no drug treatment of bladder infection, the history of ultraviolet blood irradiation and ozonation, which can eliminate many superbug infections, including the coronation virus, which is why a lot of doctors got letters from the federal government saying, you quit using that ozone. You quit using that ultraviolet blood irradiation. We forbid you. I'm not kidding. Even though a lot of people got cured that way, one of a colleague of mine in California, here comes a warning letter. You can't do that. Get it off your website. Cut it out. We live in a medical dictatorship, folks. There's also a table salt out there which lowers risk of heart attacks. There's an article about that online. And non-surgical natural relief of endometriosis pain, often total release. Yeah, with natural stuff. No surgery required. Back to Green Medicine. Don't forget Green Medicine Online at all those W's and greenmedicineonline.com. Thanks so much to volunteer webmaster John DeBlaiso, who initiated this website, to George Saxton, who maintains it. It's optimized for iPhone and Android, adding the capability to search past programs online for literally hundreds of health topics. You could also search by host, because, as you probably know, when I'm out of town at a convention or something, other Tahoma Clinic doctors do this program for me. Very nice of them. Thank you, guys and ladies. Consider visiting all the W's and greenmedicineonline.com, and why not recommend it to friends with health problems? And you know what? It's almost time for me to shut up. I think I'm going to hear the music fairly soon. But, yeah, there it is. Okay, well, after that music and whatever else, we'll take your calls. And right now, there's just one person waiting. Thank you, Ramona, for your patience while I'm carrying on here.
Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with medical director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit MeridianValleyLab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at MeridianValleyLab.com.
We've all heard of using curcumin as a spice, but in the March issue of the Green Medicine newsletter, Dr. Wright gives a detailed look at the many health benefits that curcumin provides. He quotes a renowned doctor who shares that curcumin is by far one of the most powerful antioxidants known to science, hundreds of times more powerful than blueberries and dark chocolate. In addition, studies reveal that curcumin can lessen or eliminate depression, prevent Alzheimer's and other dementia, reduce obesity, and much more. Subscribe to the Green Medicine newsletter for the full article and for other health insights. Visit greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. That's 602-252-4477. The Green Medicine newsletter at greenmedicinenewsletter.com. Do you have questions about dietary supplements? Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary has more than 20 years of experience studying scientific literature that supports the many uses for dietary supplements. Tawny has a master's degree in nutrition, and she's definitely an expert in dietary supplements and the science behind them. If you have any general questions about supplements mentioned on today's show or any other supplement questions, call Tahoma Dispensary at 888-893-6878 and ask for Tawny. That's 888-893-6878. Supplements can be used to add nutrients to your diet to potentially lower your risk of health problems like osteoporosis or arthritis. If you have specific questions regarding nutrition and supplements for your particular situation, call Tawny at Tahoma Dispensary, 888-893-6878. That's 888-893-6878.
Sharing the secrets to anti-aging, disease prevention, and holistic well-being. You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, I guess I am. And it's definitely time for me to shut up and listen to Ramona. Hi, Ramona. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Wright. I have a friend who had colon cancer a few years ago. She had treatment, including surgery. Cancer has returned to her liver. They have said it's stage 4. They've said she's not a candidate for liver transplant and that her liver is essentially not processing anything. I want to know, can she, with the liver not processing, not essentially working, I guess, can she give the Fenben a try? Would you recommend ivermectin, niclosamide, and is there something else she can take, like milk thistle, to help her liver to be able to break these things down and process them?
Okay, ma'am. If her liver weren't working at all, she should be kind of a bright orange-yellow color all over by now. That's the color, as you know, of the stuff called bilirubin that the liver makes. And when the liver is really sick, I'm sorry, we start to change color. Has she started to change color?
I don't know. I haven't seen her in a month or so now.
Okay. Well, I'll just mention it to you. You can pass it along if you'd like. But if she's not turned of orange-yellow color, then she still has some chance of doing something about this. Now, I am not our clinic's expert on cancer. Why? Because if an MD, and yes, I do have an MD, starts treating people for cancer with anything other than FDA-approved stuff, here comes the Washington State Medical Board, and they do everything they can to try to remove that physician's license. No, I am not kidding. That's happened to physicians in Washington State several times now. However, the naturopathic board, on the other hand, or on the other, whatever organ it is, hand, foot, I don't care, ask the Seattle City Council if hands and feet are equal. The naturopathic board doesn't do that to naturopathic doctors. That doesn't mean they don't do any disciplinary stuff, but they don't come after them like the state board does with near the ferocity. The two docs at our clinic who work with cancer a lot are Dr. Davis Lamson, L-A-M-S-O-N. He was professor of oncology, which you probably know means cancer, at Bastyr University for good grief, about 3 decades. And then he just decided to be in practice and not be professing anymore. And the other one is Dr. John Sherman, S-H-E-R-M-A-N. And he was head of the Bastyr University Clinics. No kidding. And that was 2-3 decades ago, but he was in charge of them. These guys know a lot about cancer stuff, but they're not going to tell people, oh, you have to go all natural. If the person wants to try to go all natural, they'll go with it. If the person wants to do regular treatment and then do everything naturopathic to prevent a lot of the bad effects of regular treatment, they'll do that too, ma'am. The one thing they won't do is entirely patent medicine treatment. They'll do natural treatment. They'll help to protect against the adverse effects from conventional treatment. Those are the things they do, and they're much more expert than I, ma'am, so I'd suggest you pass that along, too. They're both at Tahoma Clinic, Dr. John Sherman, Dr. Davis Lamson.
Okay, Dr. Sherman and Dr.
L-A-M-S-O-N.
Thank you.
Okay, and good luck to her, ma'am, and let's hope she hasn't turned kind of orange-yellow. I kind of doubt it, by the way. She'd probably have mentioned it to you.
If the color has started to turn, you don't have any suggestions for any herbs or supplements for the liver, like milk thistle or anything?
The first suggestion I always have is if it's liver, and it's the only one I'm going to do, ma'am, because I'm not our clinic's expert, is vitamin C in as much as a person can take without getting gas and loose bowels from it, because that's what any animal's liver does. 90-something, like 6 or 7% of the living species on the planet, animals, fish, people, birds, whatever, when something's going after their livers, wow, their livers start churning out vitamin C like a son of a gun until that problem is gone. And actually, if she can do what Dr. Linus Pauling told us and start with 1 gram per meal, 1 gram is 1,000 milligrams, and if that doesn't cause gas or loose bowels, which it hardly ever does, then you go up to 2 grams per meal. And if that doesn't cause gas and loose bowels, et cetera, until, uh-oh, I went so high I'm getting gas and loose bowels, at that point it's not doing you that much good to have gas and loose bowels because you're not absorbing things as well as you would before. So you back off a little and you stay there And that vitamin C really slows things down, no matter what it is that's bad for us. I'm not going to say that's the only thing I would do. I know Dr. Sherman and Dr. Lamson would have many other suggestions, and some of that depends on which way she decides she wants to go, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. And I'm sorry I'm not our clinic's expert on cancer, everybody, but I can't be and still do everything else without folks coming after me for it. Okay, well, we'll get to Carol here as soon as I give out the phone numbers again. And the reason I got to do that is after Carol, you might have to listen to me carry on and on and on. And who wants that? Anyway, phone number is 206-421-0770 or 206-421-5757, 206-421-0770 or 206-421-5757. Did I get that right? Probably not. Yep, I got it wrong. It's 1-800-465-8770, 1-800-465-8770. But I did get the first one right, 206-421-0770, 206-421-0770. Okay, I get stuff wrong from time to time too, don't we all? But it's time for me to shut up again and listen to Carol. And remember, folks, if nobody calls, you get to listen to me carrying on. Sorry about that. Carol, are you there?
Yes.
Hi. What's on your mind, ma'am? Thanks for calling.
Hi. I have a question about our granddaughter. When they allow her to be in a little wading pool, which is, of course, is cold water, her ankles start to turn red, and she gets like little white bumps on the top of her feet. Do you know what that would be?
No, I've not heard of anything like that so far. One of the first things I might think about is if there's something in that water that she might be allergic to, and it is quite simple to screen people for sensitivity or allergy, whichever you'd like to call it, to anything at all. But I'm not saying that this proves she has an allergy. It's just one of the first things I'd check for.
Yeah, well, we wondered about, chlorine. And then because it doesn't happen when they give her a bath in warm water.
Uh-huh.
So, but that...
Good observations.
So we, pardon?
Good observations.
Yeah, so we just wondered about that. Do you think that could be a possibility?
Yes, ma'am, it certainly could. And since chlorine is kind of pervasive these days, I just get desensitized to the chlorine. That did not to say that I like putting my ankles in chlorine, but it usually doesn't do this, as you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay, we did wonder about that. Okay, well, I'll pass that on to my daughter. And I had a question from myself.
Yes,
it was quite a few months ago you had mentioned about that cancer remedy for dogs. And,
yes, certainly.
That doctor, and we did go on Dr. Wright's thing, Dr. Williams' thing, and we found the article.
Good for you. Thank you.
And... I actually did take it for a while because I've had a bad back for over a year, but I don't know that it did anything, so, and I probably don't have cancer, but I thought, well, it's not going to hurt me. But when I asked my naturopath here in Tacoma about it, he said he contacted a couple of your doctors there, naturopaths, and they said they didn't have success with it. But at that point, this was like, a couple months ago. At that point, it hadn't been mentioned, but maybe a couple months before that. So I felt like they didn't really have time to see if they'd really had success with it. So I was kind of surprised at his answer back to me.
Yeah, that is a little surprising. It does take longer before we know if things work or not, most of the time. Anyway.
Right, right, right. And that's what I always tell people. If I tell them about a vitamin, I said, give it at least 30 days because... And that's about the time it works. Now we have noticed if we need that vitamin, and it's we run out of it, it only takes a couple of days to know. Yeah, we really needed that, but yet it takes 30 days at first to work usually.
Well, afraid so, ma'am.
Yeah, so it's just different if you run out and then you really find out you needed it, and within a couple of days. So yeah, I was just a little surprised at his answer back to me and the answers that your naturopath there gave him, because I thought they really didn't have time for that to work. And I have a brother who's actually taking it because he's had a problem with bladder cancer, and we think it came from he was always smelling gas when he was in the cleaning business, and he had the thing in his truck, the machine that he used.
Okay.
And he said was in a van, and he said he always smelled the gas from it. And I know my husband had a tumor. He still has it, but he went on a cancer starvation diet, and the cancer cells are dead. But he used to go sandblast gas tanks, and we do think that's what he got it from. So my brother is taking that dog cancer remedy because he thought, well, it's not going to hurt me, and if anything, it'll help. So he is taking it, and thankfully he has gone to a better diet and everything. So
yeah.
I don't know. He's given it a chance. I feel like, you know, if it works, if it's worked on other people, why wouldn't it work?
That's right, and Dr. Williams not only wrote a wonderful newsletter, and it is all such a service by letting everybody access his final one or two newsletters that talked all about this, but he was very helpful in a number of other areas, and I'm sorry he's not doing a newsletter anymore, but I guess we all get to the point where we don't. I just haven't got there yet myself.
Yeah, he's retired, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we all get... My husband's retired, too. He's 70, but he's still working.
Okay. All right,
like
ma'am.
You. Well,
thank you so much for calling. We do have doctor's meetings, by the way, once a week. And so I will bring this topic up and listen to him a little bit about this. And you can hear the music.
Have you heard about Tea Builder? Tea Builder contains 10 ingredients, each chosen because research studies reported that 9 of Tea Builder's 10 ingredients stimulates men's own bodies to produce more testosterone and or free testosterone. What does the 10th ingredient do? That 10th ingredient is nature's original molecular version of Viagra. Of course, Viagra is not only more potent, but also patentable, more expensive, and has potential adverse effects. Tea Builder, which helps men's bodies make more testosterone, is a safe, effective alternative, and it's not pricey. A 30-day supply, one bottle of 150 capsules, is $29.95. If your entire order is over $35, your shipping is free. Go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 for Tea Builder, the formulation that helps men's bodies make more testosterone. Call 1-888-893-6878.
Dr. Jonathan Wright's SunPal is a multivitamin, antioxidant, mineral, and amino acid formulation comprised of nutrients that exert a positive effect on the structure and function of skin. It significantly reduces the risk of skin cancer. This all-natural, research-based supplement was created based on the work of Neva Shapira, Ph.D. Dr. Shapira pointed out in her brilliant article in Nutrition Reviews that the melanoma skin cancer rate in Greece was less than the melanoma skin cancer rate in Australia. Both countries provide plenty of sunshine, so why the difference? Many of the nutrients in the Greek diet, which aren't present in the Australian diet, significantly reduce the risk of melanoma and other skin cancers. SunPal contains the majority of these missing ingredients. Dr. Wright supports this belief, so go ahead and enjoy the outdoors again this summer, and every time you're outside, go to TahomaDispensary.com. That's TahomaDispensary.com. Or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. 1-888-893-6878.
If you want a better tan this summer, you need to check out Dr. Jonathan Wright's natural supplement, Tan Pal. It's loaded with amino acids, vitamins, and copper that increases the body's ability for melanin production. Even the fairest skin people will be able to tan to a noticeable degree. Take advantage of your body's own natural tanning chemistry to prolong the length of time you spend in the sun before you start to turn pink. The latest science-determined nutrients will offer skin support and allow you to develop a healthy, natural glow. Go to TahomaDispensary.com.
tahomadispensary.com or call 1-888-893-6878 to order now. That's 1-888-893-6878. Dr. Wright's natural supplement, TanPal. Order now by calling 1-888-893-6878. That's 1-888-893-6878. Fair skin folks, this is your ray of sunshine. TanPal. Call 1-888-893-6878.
And now, back to Green Medicine. Here's Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Still here, and let's see. Em's been waiting, and Kathy joined her. Thank you, Kathy. I can say you're saving everybody from having to listen to me carry on. I am. What's on your mind, ma'am, or sir? I'm sorry.
Are you talking? This is Ann.
I'm talking to Em in Ocean Park.
Okay, yep. Well, I have high blood pressure, and I've had it for, 10 years or so. And so I'm taking medicine for it, but I would rather not. I've been to several naturopaths, and you know it hasn't come down. So I don't know. You know, it's kind of probably a complicated issue.
Well, sometimes it's real complicated, ma'am. But there is a naturopathic remedy out there that, in my experience, and that goes back to 1973, has done the job nearly every time. While we're looking for a cause other than a lack of a nutritional supplement, because lack of nutritional supplements don't cause high blood pressure, but this particular one, it really helps to lower it, ma'am. Now, the stuff is available in nearly all the health food stores. They can't tell you, though, because if you happen to be an FDA agent and ask them what they can use for high blood pressure, and they tell you, they can literally be fined and arrested. So they can't tell you. But very fortunately, I can. And it's called Cardiotone. That's the brand name on it. C-A-R-D-I-O-T-O-N-E. Sounds like it's supposed to tone up the heart, but actually, what it does is bring blood pressure down. Now, there are a few people who told me, hey, if I take too much of that stuff, I feel kind of tired. Yeah, and that's the one side effect I've run into, ma'am, is for some people, if they take more than one or two a day, they do feel tired all the time. But most people don't with one or two a day. And I haven't yet seen anybody where it didn't do anything. I got to admit, there's a very small percentage where it didn't come all the way down to normal. But even so, this stuff really, really works. It's a, my goodness, it's a 2,000-year-old tradition. It's not called the Cardiotone in Ayurvedic medicine, but there it is. And if you can't find it in your local health food store, I'd be surprised. Again, the worst it can make you is tired. And if you can't find it anywhere else, the Tahoma Dispensary has it.
Okay. Well, great. I take Cardiotone, but yours is different. Okay. Well, I'll look this up.
Yeah, please do, ma'am. And at the same time, see if you can't be working with a physician who can actually help you find a cause. That's always most important.
Yeah, well, they talk like they do, like they know what's causing it. But right now I'm on standard process supplements, and it's helped me in other ways, like with my heart rhythm.
Yes.
And anxiety, but hasn't touched the blood pressure.
Oh. Well, okay, and I hope you've been working with, in addition to conventional MDs, I hope you've been working with some NDs, who, both of whom, the conventional and the NDs, know what they're doing.
Yeah, okay. Do you have, I know what I wanted to ask you, do you do appointments over Zoom, something like that?
We do telephone appointments, but not via Zoom.
By telephone. Well, it doesn't matter. So you do mm-hmm. phone appointments, because we don't, we're probably 4 hours from you.
Yeah, I know what you mean, ma'am. But given the coronation virus, which fortunately hasn't coronated anybody at the clinic, that's what it does. We've had to turn to some of the phone calls because people just don't want to be traveling as much as they did in the past.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling. And let's see. Kathy. Kathy's next, and then Margaret. And after that, you're going to have to listen to me, everybody. Sorry about that.
Hi, this is Kathy from Des Moines, and I heard you say that it's a type of exercise to help reverse diabetes.
Yes, this type of exercise was researched up against three or four, I forget which it was, other types of exercise, and this one did far and away the best. You've probably heard of it. It's called interval training. And it's a type of exercise where you just go as hard as you can, as fast as you can, for as long as you can. And then you're all totally worn out, and you got to rest and recover. And then you do it over again. No kidding. But what the research shows is doing that 3 days a week. It doesn't have to be every day. So you do it, skip a day, like that. That did more than any other kind of exercise. And by the way, that's all they did was research exercise. They didn't research diet or vitamins or patent medicines or anything, just exercise. And that did more than any other exercise to bring down blood pressure, ma'am.
Great. I'll try that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For diabetes.
Yeah, specifically type 2 diabetes.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. You help us get the word out here so folks can take care of their health, if they wish to, in a more natural way. Kind of like we were born to be on the planet, using the substances and energies of the planet. Okay, well, let's see here. It's time for me to shut up again. I got to do that. Got to convince myself and go over here to Margaret. And by the way, nobody's waiting in line after Margaret. So if nobody calls, well, I'm sorry. You'll have to listen to me carry on. I do know how, don't I? Okay, I'll shut up and listen to Margaret.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes, I have a friend that has post-polio, and I'm just wondering what you would suggest for some of the issues with that.
One of the first thing I'd suggest, ma'am, it may sound a little weird, but it's something we all took a bath in when we were inside our moms. It's called HCG, and when a woman is pregnant, her bod turns out a whole bunch of HCG and never hurt the baby any. So if it never hurt the fetus, I should say, any, it's not going to hurt any of us. And the only other thing that the woman's body makes as much when she's pregnant is called estriol. It's one of the three major estrogens. And those two things, if you put them together, they work really well against autoimmune disease. When women are pregnant, their autoimmune disease clears up for the length of the pregnancy. And that's because of those two things being made in giant quantities down where the baby is. And unfortunately, when she's done being pregnant, here comes the autoimmune disease because, I'm sorry, but people who went to medical school yet haven't learned about those two things. And they can be used even when a woman's not pregnant to chase away autoimmune disease. But getting back to your question, I did carry on there. That HCG, ma'am, is so good at helping, if there's help possible, with nerve damage. Just for example, some researchers literally cut the spinal cords in half on a whole bunch of rats, and these are real rats, not politicians now, I have to keep saying that, and then half the rats got injections of HCG, and other half the rats didn't get injections, and even though all those rats had been totally paralyzed, couldn't walk, couldn't have bowel bladder function control, within a month, the half that got the HCG were walking. Now, some of them, you could call it hobbling. They didn't need crutches, but they didn't look like a normal rat walk. But four out of the dozen, there were 12 in each group, four out of the 12 were walking perfectly normally. Okay, the authors of that research then applied it to two paraplegic men. These guys, they're totally paralyzed from the neck down. Paraplegic, it's called. They gave them really big doses of HCG, and within 60 days, they're up and walking with crutches. I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
So I definitely suggest she find a physician who is familiar with working with HCG, which stands for human chorionic, I did not make this up, human chorionic gonadotropin, and all that means it's made by our gonads, yeah, when we're pregnant. It's called HCG injections. The dose has to be fairly high. And because of one of our favorite federal agencies, the price has been forced up a lot higher than it was a decade ago, even though it's still derived in the same way. But it is worth trying. It definitely is worth trying. Because
yeah,
it can't hurt a thing.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it can't hurt anything.
Yeah. Well, she's not paraplegic or anything, but she has, things from having had polio as a child, I guess.
Yeah, and what I'm trying to do is get some nerve repair done.
Yeah.
Just in case there was some nerves that didn't repair when she was a kid.
Right.
That's what it does.
So HCG and estriol also.
Yes, she's a lady, but remember, the estriol is more on the autoimmune side.
Yeah.
It couples with HCG to do the work. The HCG itself, that's the one that has been proven to have nerves regrow. In fact, the authors of that paper who told us all about that ran into skepticism from the medical journal editors, so they actually did a biopsy of where they had cut the nerve, and there are new nerves growing right across the cut.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling. Okay, let's see here. We got to go to Tom and then Terry and then Charlie, so I better shut up. Is Tom there?
Yes. Good afternoon, doctor. How are you today?
Well, I'm waiting for the sun to come out like we all are around the Seattle area.
Yep. Hey, real quick, I've had stomach problems going back to 6 years, going back and forth with my doctor. We decided to remove the gallbladder 2 years ago, and I'm still having the same problems. It's like I'm bloated all the time. Granted, I'm not the healthiest eater in the world, and there have been times where I'm going to make a sandwich and stuff, and as soon as I put food in my stomach hurts.
Okay, sir. Well, the two most common things that lead to chronic bloat happen to be the stomach isn't making enough acid anymore. And why does that lead to bloat? Because one of the things stomach acid does, in addition to helping to digest breakfast, lunch, and dinner, is to kill germs. And the germs are usually the source of the bloat. And if they're not being killed off by adequate stomach acid, they're going to keep making all that little gas, or the big gas, I should say, and you're going to continue to have trouble. So I'd suggest you consider getting a stomach acid test done. We happen to do them at Tahoma Clinic. If you already have a naturopath who's not at Tahoma Clinic, we certainly do accept referrals, and we don't try to steal people's patients. We just send the report back to the naturopathic doctor who sent the person over. It's a very accurate test, and it does not involve pumping a person's stomach out, thank goodness. It's a modern test. That was done 50 years ago, but it doesn't need to be done anymore. The second thing, sir, is something called candida. Now, you've heard of yeast infections that happen in women more commonly than men, and it's not really more commonly. It's just that the anatomy is different, and so it causes a symptom that you can spot from the outside, namely kind of a whitish drainage. Whereas with men, I'm sorry, we've got different anatomy, so the candida just lives up in our guts, and we don't know it's there unless somebody runs a test for it. And that can cause a lot of bloating, too. And the reason I brought that up as a very common thing is that since the invention and introduction of antibiotics, yes, those kill good guy germs, but the doggone trouble is they kill bad guy germs, but they also kill good guy germs. And that candida stuff, it loves it when you kill off its competition, because those germs are competition for candida. And the candida isn't killed by antibiotics. So many people have a whole bunch of candida living down in their intestines, and they don't know it. And that's the second big cause of bloat, sir. So I'd get checked for both those things, lack of stomach acid and a whole lot of candida living in the guts.
Some have said I should eat some more yogurt.
Well, if it's one of these two causes, it's not going to help, sir. Those do contain good guy bacteria. But remember, particularly with the candida doesn't care. It's already spread and taken up all this room. It's like a weed in your garden. You forgot to plant very many seeds this year, so the garden got overrun with weeds, and nothing's going to chase those weeds out except pulling them out. And then you can plant your garden. That's the way it goes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir, and good luck. Okay. Uh-oh. I'm hearing music. Am I hearing music? Yes, it's time for me to shut up, and then I'll get back to Terry and Charlie.
In the February issue of the Green Medicine Newsletter,
The supplement strontium is explained in great detail. Studies show that strontium helps to improve bone density, decrease tooth sensitivity, and can help treat osteoporosis in a natural, healthy way. You may be wondering what to look for in a strontium supplement. Based on research, it appears that between 340 and 680 milligrams of elemental strontium works best. The smaller quantities will help prevent bone loss from occurring, while the larger doses can help treat osteoporosis. Talk to your doctor or schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. To read the full article and find out the ins and outs of strontium, subscribe to the Green Medicine Newsletter by visiting greenmedicinenewsletter.com. That's greenmedicinenewsletter.com or call 602-252-4477. Schedule an appointment at the Tahoma Clinic to discuss what is right for you. Call 602-252-4477. Do you want to rid yourself of chronic conditions and feel vibrantly alive and optimistic about life? When your hormones are out of balance or you have food allergies, you just don't feel right, even when you're eating well, exercising, and getting adequate sleep. Meridian Valley Lab offers state-of-the-art diagnostic testing that can help you and your doctor balance your hormones and uncover underlying food allergies for optimal health. Together with Medical Director Dr. Jonathan Wright, MD, ND, Meridian Valley Lab has been taking laboratory testing to the next level since 1976. Call 855-405-TEST. If you've tried treating your symptoms but still don't feel well, it might be time to get tested. Take charge of your health by calling Meridian Valley Lab to schedule your hormone or food allergy test today. Call 855-405-TEST or visit meridianvalleylab.com. That's 855-405-TEST or online at meridianvalleylab.com.
The Tahoma Clinic is a premier holistic medical clinic established in 1973 by Dr. Jonathan V. Wright. Dr. Wright is a well-known pioneer in natural medicine, researcher, author, and speaker. The Tahoma Clinic has provided evidence-based natural treatments for thousands of patients. Located between Seattle and Tacoma, just 15 minutes from SeaTac Airport, the Tahoma Clinic provides a multifaceted approach to healthcare. Recommended therapies include bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, customized vitamin, mineral, amino acid, essential fatty acid, and botanical therapies. They offer non-invasive thermography screening for breast health, treatment for dry macular degeneration, therapies to support brain health, the Heidelberg Digestive Analysis to determine levels of stomach acid, plus advanced naturopathic care. They invite you to call 206-812-9988 to schedule an appointment or ask your specific questions. The Tahoma Clinic is looking forward to assisting you on your path to wellness.
You're listening to Green Medicine. Here's your host of Green Medicine, Dr. Jonathan Wright.
Yep, that's still my name for the whole program, and probably for next week's program, too. Okay, since Terry and Charlie have been waiting, I better shut up and listen. Hi, Terry, what's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I went in to donate blood, it was last month, and they weren't able to take it because it was clotting, plugging up their little tube. You know, before I could get to the bag. So I was wondering what I could do to get things a little slicker.
Okay, you got a pencil and paper handy or pen and paper?
Absolutely.
Okay, you want to go looking for fish oil and get yourself a fairly big bottle. You're going to need a lot of it. Two very good brands are Carlson and Nordic Naturals. They both do a good fish oil. Now, on the label, they'll say in usually medium big print that so much of this is EPA, that's one certain sort of fatty acid, and so much of it is DHA. And the reason it's important to know that, sir, is that researchers actually figured out that for women it's the DHA fraction of the fish oil, and for us guys it's the EPA fraction of the fish oil. That makes the platelets slippery so they don't clot so doggone easy. I am not kidding you, sir. That's exactly what they do, those two. But look for the one that's higher in EPA, because you and I are guy-type people, and that's the one that's going to work best for us. Now, next question is, how much is safe and effective? Well, Usually a tablespoon to 2 tablespoons maximum, unless you're working with a doctor who can send you off for a test to make sure your platelets aren't too darn slippery, because if they get way too slippery, guess what? If a blood vessel breaks, they can just bleed and give what's called a hemorrhagic stroke, and the other kind of stroke is called ischemic, which is just fancy Greek or Roman or something like that, for lack of blood. So we can get a stroke from too much blood flooding in because the platelets were too slippery, or we can get a stroke from not having any blood. Either way, so we don't want to go past a tablespoon to a tablespoon and a half without working with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and if necessary, can have a test run for you to find out how much how slipperized your platelets get. But the fact that you can, fish oil is so darned effective that you can make the platelets so slippery that people bleed easily, that's well established. So please don't take a whole bunch. Oh, one other thing. I did forget something else, sir. Whenever we take essential fatty acids, and remember you're looking for the high EPA form, we always, 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 always want to take at least 400 IU, which stands for International Units of Vitamin E, because that prevents a adverse effect that can take years to develop from essential fatty acids. The vitamin E prevents it. So it's the fish oil and the vitamin E, sir. It's the fish oil that's doing the anti... getting the platelets slippery and the vitamin E that's protecting you against any adverse effects.
All right. Well, it sounds like I'm on the right track. I stopped in at your pharmacy and Tawny set me up with the Carlson's fish oil. So she must have known which one to give me.
Well, she can't tell you she knows because she might get in trouble with the medical dictatorship.
Yeah.
But you did buy the right thing.
I haven't checked the label, but I'm sure I'm on the right track.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Wright.
Thank you for calling and helping us get the word out about how we can all take care of ourselves, and time for me to shut up and listen to Charlie. Hi, Charlie, you still there?
Yes, I am. How you doing today?
Well, like I said before, waiting for the sun to come out. Is it out over your way there in Wilkinson?
Yes, it is. It's off and on. We got a few clouds, but it's just beautiful here. And I want to appreciate. I want to tell you thank you for all that you do on the radio.
Well, thank you, sir. It's kind of you.
My wife went to an appointment yesterday after she had a blood test on Wednesday. Everything according to the caretaker, physician's assistant, says, everything's great for your being 80 years old, and. Anyway, I wanted to know if they would check for hormone levels. And, of course, she said, we don't really check for them and because she's 80 years old. And then I asked her, she said something about you need some estrogen or estradiol, mm-hmm. right? And I says, well, I thought estriol was better.
Mm-mm.
And she kind of like, and I thought you said that, too. Is that
no,
true?
Here's what I said, sir. I've been saying it for years, so I know I said it before. Estradiol is one of the three so-called major estrogens. It is very important, no question. Another one of the three major estrogens is estriol, and it, too, is very important. And they overlap somewhat in the brain, but they have separate areas of the brain to work in, too. So there's some overlap in some separate area. But the big deal, sir, is that estriol is anti-carcinogenic. Estradiol can go either way. It can be anti-carcinogenic or it can be pro-carcinogenic. So ever since we first put together at the Tahoma Clinic bioidentical hormone replacement, we always told the compounding pharmacies we want the biggest proportion of that estrogen prescription to be estriol because it's anti-carcinogenic. And we do need some estradiol, a smaller proportion of that. And we put those two together, and I don't care if she's 80 or 90 or 100. Why don't I care? She should be using estrogens. Why? Because researchers at Rockefeller University flat out proved that estrogen for female brain cells and male and testosterone for male brain cells cut down the garbage that accumulates in Alzheimer's disease by something like 70 to 80%, sir. And who needs Alzheimer's if we can cut our risk by 70 to 80%? And that's the major reason for having the hormones, is to prevent cognitive decline. Got nothing to do with, well, for us guys, it's a sex life that we come in for usually. But for the ladies, here's another one. I know a woman who turned 80 this year. Everybody guesses that she's 60 to 65, sir. She has been taking her bioidentical hormones for the last, let me see, 1980 till now. What's that, 60 years? Uh-huh. There you go.
I see. So, you know, it's like, well, you know, we're willing to pay, right, for the extra tests and that. And it's like, don't get me wrong, it seems like the general practitioners or the way they work things, they kind of like, you know, I want to say poo-poo it or something, you know what
well,
I mean?
They do,
just
sir.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
And
now,
so,
here's the thing, sir. You don't even have to pay for extra tests because if a woman's 80, her ovaries are not working. That's life. That's nothing we can do about it. So what we always do at Tahoma Clinic, if somebody's 80 and wants to start on hormones, is we'll say, okay, we're going to give you a conservative dose of the estrogen balanced with a conservative dose of progesterone without no test because your ovaries aren't working, so why pay for a test? But then, after you've been using them for 2 or 3 months, now we want a test to make sure that the quantity you're using is neither too much nor too little. So we even postpone having people pay for tests.
I see. And then the other thing is, you know, I got some stuff, you know, from your clinic, you know, from the pharmacy.
Uh-huh.
And then people will say, you can't take any kind of testosterone in a pill form or anything like that.
Well, and you're right about that, sir. That should be rubbed in because swallowing it goes straight to the liver, and the liver doesn't appreciate that much. So we don't want to be swallowing hormones. They go from the ovaries to the testicles to the heart, straight to the heart, and then the heart pumps them all over the body, and only a little bit goes to the liver. If we swallow it, the whole darn thing goes to the liver. The liver doesn't like that.
Well, there's a product you have that I ordered. I thought it was like... it's something about testosterone I ordered from your pharmacy.
You're right, sir. It's called T-Builder. They advertised it earlier in the program. It's all the natural stuff that has been proven to build testosterone, but it's not actually testosterone itself.
Okay. Now I understand that. The other question is the other gentleman that you just had on about his blood was clotting while he's trying to donate blood. I called the blood donation place. You know, I've been donating blood and keeping my cholesterol down. And I'm amazed that these people don't even want to test you if you've had the COVID or anything like that. What goes on with that?
I have no explanation for that, sir. I wouldn't allow somebody to donate blood if they weren't tested for COVID first. But that's just me and you, too, apparently.
Right. I'm a little confused about that. You know, I mean, this was months ago. Months ago when they said, well, yeah, you can come test and, or donate blood. And at first it was in a controlled situation like in an office building. And then now they got the mobile units out there. And I asked them again. I said, well, are you testing anybody to see if they have, you know, the COVID? And they go, oh, no, we don't do any of that. We don't do any of your body or anything. And I'm going, well, you know what I'm saying. You know, it's like one guy says this, the other guy says this, you know, the experts supposedly, you know. And I'm going like, wow. So I was letting you know about that. I didn't know if you knew about that.
Nope, I didn't. Thank you for letting me know.
Right on. But like I say, I thank you for all the information you give. And I'm going to be getting a hold of the clinic, and hopefully the wife.
I thank you for my life.
Yes, she thanks you for your life in a lot of things that you have mentioned. So I thank you very much, Doc.
You're welcome, sir. And if you wish, have her check with a Tahoma physician. We do know what we're doing with the hormones and keep them safe as well as effective. And I'm so sorry, Chris, we didn't get to you. We do have a policy that if somebody got left off because the time ran out, then next week they can call and get first in line. If you wish to do that, okay. And if you don't, that's okay, too. Bye, everybody. Hope the sun comes out.